Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we just had an election, and it's got me wound up, and we're going to talk about it. And, you know, folks, and y'all know who you are, the ones I'm talking to. If you keep on doing it the way you're doing it, you're going to keep on getting what you got. I don't understand the apathy out there. I don't understand the level of ignorance about things. And I sure can't understand the immoral political choices that so many people are making nowadays. And we'll get into that a little bit further and talk about it. And we got some statistics. Overall, it was a good turnout for the election. But the way it ended up is less than desirable, at least for me. So with that said, we're going to take our first break, get it out of the way to hear from our sponsors, ask you to please support them. Tell them you heard about them on CCTA Wake Up Call.
You're listening to CCTA Wake Up Call right here on The Talk Station, FM 107.1 WTKF Atlantic. CCTA Wake Up Call is a production of Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, and you can join us here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for the best in conservative talk radio in Eastern North Carolina. That's CCTA Wake Up Call.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Bob just admonished me that I started off, but what was the word you used?
Oh, now I can't.
Controversy.
Controversy.
Yeah. Controversy, yeah. Yes. Let's get it English.
Well, I wanted to be controversial on that because, folks, this is an important time in the history of this country. If we've got any history left, that's another issue we can talk about on another program someday, but... Anyway, Bob Griswold.
Hello.
Mary Griswold's with us.
Hello.
She still hangs out with him every now and then. We got Diane Rufino.
How you doing? Just a note, Wake Up Call actually connotes controversy.
It does. It does. Rainer James, she's the one who came up with that name, by the way, when we started our first radio show.
Well, she thrives on controversy.
Well, I want people to think. You know, if we're not thinking beings and if we don't pay attention and we don't care, our future's not bright.
That's right. And then we got Hal James.
Hey, y'all.
Hal is our chairman of CCTA, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And I'm Rick Hopkins. I'm your host. And again, I welcome you to the show. Okay, let's stir the pot a little bit more here. Let me do a disclaimer, first of all, because I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. We are a 501c3 nonpartisan nonprofit organization. We are a grassroots organization, and we advocate for adhering to the Constitution, and that's our main focus. And when we go to the polls to vote, we're looking for candidates that we feel confident are going to do that. But I got my doubts about a lot of other people, what they're looking for. I think it's kind of like some people go car shopping. Oh, this one's shiny and pretty. I'll take it. It doesn't matter whether it runs or not. It's a pretty one. And I think we got a lot of that with our election process now. People look at the candidates' ads, and some of them have some pretty fancy ads. They bring in professionals, outside people, outside organizations, fund a lot of it, and that's and they blast you with it. Go ahead, Diane.
I think what strikes me is that people actually think they should believe these ads.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing about, and I'll get to you in a second, Hal, about this election is we had at least, I don't know, did we have any Democratic legislators in there? We didn't, did we?
Not in the on no, the Republican right. ballot, but there were six on the Democrat ballot.
That were legislators?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No. I missed your point.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well, people involved in government, mayor.
We had two that had been, one was current mayor and one that had previously been mm-hmm. a mayor.
Right. But we had three on the Republican ballot that are currently sitting in Raleigh as legislators.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So you had at least three that had a voting record you could look at.
And there were, I think, two that were county commissioners, too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
Two county commissioners.
Yeah. So they had the record you could look at.
Yeah. Keurig was one of them.
And Lenore.
So, you know, folks, that's where I go to look, is look at their record. If they've got a record, I want to look at that record. Let's look at the Republican primary. We got number one and number two. They're both doctors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They both had some pretty nice ads running and running repetitively. And
both were well-funded.
Yeah, well-funded. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it looks like the money is very effective in getting people elected. Now, we had, like I said, one of those was a current legislator. And we had another current legislator, or two other current legislators running. And they had very different records on constitutional issues. So I'm pretty certain that most people that call themselves conservatives maybe in this election, that didn't vote for a conservative, even though all of the Republican candidates first said they supported Trump and that they were conservative.
They all talked a good line.
They did.
Build the wall.
All their records don't prove that out. And that's right. That's what I'm trying to get the point across here, is if you dig deeper, don't listen to the ads, don't trust the ads, you know. Go ahead and do your own research. Hal?
I want to go back to a point you made earlier about CCTA being nonpartisan. We are a nonpartisan organization, and we stick to that very strictly. But we as individuals have not given up our right to work for the candidate of our choice.
Right. Now, we do have that right, and we all exercise that right.
Exactly.
I serve as a judge at the polls. I do that every election, have for a number of years. I have to remain nonpartisan in that role. But I still have my opinion, and I still exercise my right to vote. And when I'm not serving in that role as judge, when I go to early voting or I'm outside the polls and I'm talking to people, I can tell them what I think.
Exactly.
And who I want to support. Not as an organization, but as an individual.
Yes.
And another thing, if we're sitting here talking about a conservative versus somebody that's not as conservative, I don't see that as partisan. We're talking about values. We're talking about our principles, and what our organization stands for is upholding the Constitution and conservative values, smaller government, less taxes. And when we see the proof that people are adhering to those principles and those values, we look at them very closely as individuals when we go to vote. And I'm just trying to urge the listeners out there to do the same thing. Bob, I thought.
Again, the 3rd District is 16 and a half counties.
Right.
And having also been involved, again, trying to be nonpartisan.
And we had that CCTA. Many people running, didn't we?
Yeah, we had that many people. But
16 and a half.
Again, the 3rd District has party committees that encompass the whole 3rd District.
Right.
Very few of the candidates had anything to do with the 3rd District as a party. So therefore, it's very, very hard to try to get to know what are their real position, what is their reasoning behind their vote or their stance.
Right.
I would suggest any in the future that candidates, if you're going to run, get involved with your county party, get involved with your district party, get involved wherever you can.
Right. Well, exactly. Let's look at Eastern Carolina here. Very heavy military presence here. Now, most all the candidates said they're pro-military. Some of them are past military, some of them have proven that they really do support the military. Walter Jones spent most of his career making sure that our military here in Eastern North Carolina was taken care of. They were constantly trying to shut down the base at Cherry Point, the BRAC hearings and all. And he was a staunch supporter of that. Yeah.
I didn't count the number, Rick, but I know that a lot of the candidates were prior military service. Several of them had retired from the Marine Corps, the Navy, another one I can think of. And there were some of them, a couple of them have been colonels. Michael Speciale was a non-commissioned officer.
Yeah. Sir,
he's retired.
Right.
So there were a lot of them, I would venture to say at least 6.
Right, but we didn't get those elected, or they didn't win the
didn't
primary.
Get them into the
no,
runoff. No,
you're right.
That's none the point them, I'm trying
right.
to make.
None of them were among those elected.
Rick, I want to go back.
Those still standing? They're not elected yet.
Yeah.
It hinges on that point, but the business about money versus hard-working boots on the ground people.
Right.
Yes, you look at it at a blush, and it looks like, in fact, it is. Money took it this particular time, but it didn't take it everywhere. We had in Craven County a group of people working, and I'll be straight out about it, for Michael Speciale. Now, the people working didn't all belong to any one group.
When you say we, it's not we as in CCTA.
No, I was part of that group. I'm not, and I usually say we meaning CCTA. In this case, I'm not. I'm referring to this group of worker bees who see Michael Spashalle as being the most conservative candidate. What other people have talked about, he has sponsored legislation about. What other people, a few, well, Phil Shepard to be exact, have voted for that were conservative. Michael has actually sponsored bills. He's persuaded other legislators to vote with him. He's managed to kill some bad bills from the floor of the House. Leadership doesn't let it go there unless they think they have their vote. So he's been very effective. So a bunch of us decided that that was the kind of person we wanted to represent us in the U.S. House. We figured they would be, that he would be a strong backup to the likes of Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan and the good guys up there that are knowing the swamp and doing what they think is right. In Craven County, Michael Spashalle took it. I think what we need in order for we the people to take over our government is for that kind of thing to happen, not just in Craven, but everywhere. We've seen several instances in which determined people who cared about good government won the day.
Right.
That's one of them. It didn't go far enough. We didn't have our tentacles spread wide enough. But it shows that it can be done, and it's something that's worth doing. It is where good government lies. When people put money at something, they intend to get a return on investment.
Right.
And when people put their hard work and the sweat of their brow on the line, they intend to get good government. Big difference.
I don't want to dampen your passion because it's very obvious that you're passionate about it. Unfortunately, Michael's irrelevant at this point.
I wouldn't go that far, but I understand, right. Think I know where you're going.
My focus, what I was talking about, is because of the military, we needed, in my view, in Eastern North Carolina, we needed strong military support. I'm not sure we got that. If you look at websites, you'll see they say support military, but they say a lot of other things too.
Mm-hmm. Along those same lines, we ought to talk about some of the issues, the very conservative issues that Michael has worked for in the North Carolina House that would translate very well into the U.S. House, and that's what we looked at. Look at the people's voting record.
Right.
We're talking about his voting record. He's the only one that has sponsored legislation take off some of the infringements on our Second Amendment rights. He tried to get rid of the certificate of need requirement in the health department. He's tried, and he's actually helped stop a legislation that would attack Dale Falwell on his trying to straighten out the state employees' retirement plan and various things like that. Can you name some others?
Yesterday alone, when other candidates were out on Election Day trying to get as many last-minute votes as possible, Michael chose to stay and vote where he believed that's what the people wanted him to do, and he prevented the application for a convention of states, and he prevented a bill that would have harmed the fishing industry from going forward.
Right.
So one of the two that Jerry Schill was talking about last week is being real detrimental.
Imagine if he was not the servant that he sees himself, if he did not believe he should be there. Imagine what would have happened if he wasn't there.
I'd like to make one statement about that Article 5 Convention of States. I don't think that's a conservative or non-conservative issue so much. There are people on both sides that think one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Michael, from the floor one day, I heard him say, look around yourself. Look at who you have in North Carolina's House of Representatives. How many of these people would you trust with your freedom? And he killed a talk about an Article 5 convention that day.
It's heartbreaking to realize that you have an opportunity to make a big difference, and then you lose the opportunity. And I fully understand your point about grassroots effort.
And I don't want to give up on that.
No.
I see that that can work.
It does work. I mean, our current president's a firm, good example of that. We need to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back in just a moment.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, Go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and I think I lost control in the last second.
Well, at least you lost control in the break. So.
But we're going to try to rein everything in and get on task here. Mary.
I wanted to kind of piggyback on something Rainer said about boots on the ground. When we were in Massachusetts, we worked on a U.S. House of Representatives campaign for a conservative Republican. Now I'm
in
talking
Massachusetts.
Yeah, in Massachusetts. Now he didn't have a whole lot of money, and it was Massachusetts. I think he spent maybe $600,000 or $700,000 on the whole campaign in the district. But he had boots on the ground. Now, he is a conservative in Massachusetts. He didn't win. But he caused his opponent to spend a war chest in the state that he had planned to send out of state. So even when we don't win, if we are boots on the ground, we can make a difference for someone else.
Mm-hmm. You helped win somewhere.
We can cause someone to spend resources that they didn't want to spend. And that in itself can be a victory.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of ways to approach it. But I think, like Hal was talking about earlier, the money versus the boots on the ground type of thing. Knocking on somebody's door or walking up to him, shaking hands in the street, and just talking to them one-on-one, person-to-person. We've proven in the past where our candidates were outspent by quite a large margin, and they were still able to be elected.
Well, you know, there were some candidates that had a lot of money, And they would fill the mailboxes up with their campaign literature coming through the mail. Right. And one day I had three pieces from one candidate and another three pieces from another candidate the same day in my mailbox. So you know they were doing that. Radio ads, even TV ads, commercials of all kinds that people are throwing a lot of money at the election.
Signs. Now, one right. candidate oh, sign, Lord, signed 10 of them in a row, a foot apart down the highway, everywhere you go.
Exactly. So in a lot of the 3rd District, that seemed to be where the battle was because there weren't a lot of people with boots on the ground. Here in Craven County, I'm proud to say we had an organized group of people that worked very, very hard and for their point of view and their candidate. And I counted them up, and there were about 23, 24 in this group. And we've switched around. You know, somebody had to leave here from this precinct, and I'm personally moved around to several precincts during the day, and keep them supplied. And that's one of the reasons that in our county, our candidate won handily. I mean, by a huge majority.
Right.
And in other places, I think these people with money were more effective. And that's the thing we need to try to work.
Right, I understand. And the one question I want to ask people is, did you really know the candidate you voted for? Or did you just go from what the ads told you,
yeah.
the card in the mail,
right.
just because you saw the one with the most signs on the side of the road, or because a couple of friends told you? Or did you take the time to look, if they had a record, look at their record, find out what you could about them? Or did you go to one of the many forums that were held and shake hands with them and talk to them person to person, see how they responded to your questions? Did you do that? If you didn't, you're cheating yourself and you're cheating the rest of us at the same time, mm-hmm. because you really didn't know who you were voting for. You've got to put some effort into it. Hal, you've got some statistics, and Bob's got some too, I believe, on the turnout. You said we had here in Craven County, it was
16.5%, 16.58%.
That's a large turnout for a primary in Craven County. That's a pretty good number.
For the district, it was 14.48% turnout.
So we had good turnout. There was a lot of interest in this election. Unfortunately, we had so many candidates, it was going to be extremely hard for anybody to get 30%.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's another issue. Go ahead, Diane.
What really bothered me is that one candidate in particular is a serial liar, if I can say that on the air, but has been caught.
You've said worse.
Yeah, I guess I have. but this particular candidate has been untruthful several times, and it has gone out there, the lies that he's put out there and mistruths. And they are out there. They are documented, and other groups, reputable groups, have concurred, and so people know this, and they still voted, knowing that this person is untruthful, deceptive,
mm-hmm.
Yet still voted. And that troubles me, is that people take their government and their republic that lightly.
Right.
Is that they'll send borderline, not criminals, but liars.
Yeah.
Well, would you put them in charge of your retirement plan? I mean, here we are investing our future in them in the House of Representatives. Now, would I put that same person in charge of my retirement plan? No, thank you.
One of the party winners is currently involved in a big scandal with the Global Trans Park.
Oh, yeah. What kind of voters are we?
Well,
start examining what you do with the ballot box. Your civic duty is not just a duty, it's a responsibility. And that includes knowing your candidate and being confident that this is the right person for the job, yeah. that you can trust this person with this country.
And I'm sorry, but you need to put your principles over party.
Exactly.
Or
friendship.
Friendship.
Or this person goes to the same church as you. Or, he operated on my child. Or they our kids played together. Or he made a nice donation. Or his wife is really sweet. There's so many things that people use as their justification for voting for someone. And it makes my head spin, because the first question I'm going to ask is, how can I know that he'll be the kind of representative that we need him to be or her to be?
I was talking earlier, we got two doctors in first and second in the Republican
That can't be a coincidence.
Doctors, okay? Yeah. And we currently have recently had legislation voted on, and one of them voted for the hospitals and the doctors, not for the people.
It's sad because Walter Jones was, above all else, moral and ethical and religious, and I'm afraid that the person that succeeds him is going to be opposite.
Yeah.
You know, and that really bothers me.
We stand a good chance of having that.
Yeah.
And, current day, modern day politics seems to be going that route. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just corrupt.
You know, there's one statistic you mentioned that I'm very pleased with, and that is there were five candidates, counting all the parties, who did not live in the 3rd District. None of those five did very well.
Yeah.
Way down the list.
Well, there were a lot of hit ads, blasting people and that are out of the district.
That brings up another point. We also had, you mentioned local current or past mayors and county commissioners and all that, which the people in their county thought a great deal of them, and they did very well in their county, in their area, in their local precincts. They did very well, but outside of that, they got virtually no votes because those people didn't know them. They didn't know them at all. Having that many candidates running like that just kind of watered down, in my opinion, the election.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to see people get together and talk and see where their ideas are. Figure things out and say, look, you know, this is the best candidate. Let's concentrate on getting this candidate elected. Instead of everybody's got, it's like the mayor of New Bern. The whole thing when that started was a group of people begged him to run.
Well, you know, you were talking about the candidates involved in the scandal. I guess everybody knows who that is. But amazingly, he got about 50% of the vote.
Yeah, that's my point.
District-wise.
Okay. Now, he may be not found guilty. I don't know.
They'll find some way to excuse it away.
Yeah. But the fact that it exists bears looking at.
It'll be like Hillary. He's too important, too popular to fail, not to be a candidate, and they'll find some way to excuse it away.
He does have a well-known name in the
area. And a history of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there were a lot of good people. When we held our forum, we had 16, 17 show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there were at least four or five on the stage that I could easily voted for.
Absolutely.
Just on the quality of their character.
And their gut, right? And their intuition, right?
Well, you know, I still, when it comes to going to D.C., I would much prefer someone who had, you could look at a record in Raleigh.
Well, that's what
you could look at a behavior in Raleigh. And not just take what they told you or what their glossy ads or their radio or you, and some of them were perfectly charming and some of them were a gun lover's delight. And, you know, they're not dumb people by any means. But I prefer the solidity of something that somebody has actually done because I've been told what I wanted to hear one time too many.
Right. I know. We've been burned more than once, and we'll be burned again, I'm sure. Hal?
Well, in Craven County, I think this is an interesting statistic. You brought that up. The only people that got in double digits were Michael Speciale with 28%, Greg Murphy with 16%, and Joan Perry with 14%. Those are the top three and the only people that got into double digits. All the rest of them were single digits. Some of them with a small fraction of a vote, really. I mean, of a percentage.
Percent.
Right.
Now, you're looking at precincts.
I'm looking at a final report for Craven County, 26 of 26 precincts reporting. All the precincts had reported. So that's the final vote.
You said Michael had 28%.
He did.
Which was
Craven
large.
County.
That was
within the county.
28% of the total vote in Craven County.
See, that just reflects how hard we worked for him in Craven County.
Okay, I got you now. I'm just thinking statewide, district-wide, really.
I say we again, not CCTA, but me and Rain and others.
You were talking about some of these candidates. They're very well-loved and respected in their in their areas. So the Currituck commissioner and the Lenoir County commissioner. Takes me back to something Hal wanted to work on was this ability for like-minded groups, Tea Party groups, conservative groups, to be able to work together, have open means of communication. And if we had that, if someone, say, in Currituck, they really believed in their candidate, and I believe that was Beaumont, right? If they really believe that he is as conservative as a Tea Party would like, wouldn't they? Wouldn't it be great if they could communicate that with all the 16 and a half counties in the 3rd District? But instead, no one knows about it. Currituck knows, but we don't know. Right. Same thing with Lenoir. We don't know. We just kind of see his ad on TV. That's Eric Rouse. But we don't know. It would be nice if our counterpart in Lenoir could have put together something and sent that out to the different groups so we could all work together for the best candidates.
But that goes back to something you said just a moment ago, picking them because of who they are, where they are, and all that. You run into, well, he's a local boy, so we're going to put all our support behind the local boy. You've got to look, guys. You got to be able to look outside of your local area. You're not voting for a county commissioner. You weren't voting for a local mayor or an alderman. You were voting for somebody to represent the entire District 3.
This is not Hollywood, right? This is not some celebrity. Oh, he's around the corner. Maybe we'll see him in church. Woo! You know, this is not that. This is representation. This is government. This stuff matters.
Right, Bob.
I think with the current candidates that look like they're going for the runoff, I mean, we don't have a representation for tourism or the fishing industry or for the coastal concerns or for the military. I mean, it's going to be hard-pressed to get them to be fully aware of the problems that are there, even if you look at farming.
But we will have plenty of support for the hospitals, I'm sure.
You know, I want to make another point. I think I've said it before, but I want to repeat for emphasis. You've got to build an organization. You've got to have people who are willing to get out there and work, to stand in the polls and offer people a small piece of literature or say appreciate a vote for so-and-so or whatever. You have to actually have people willing to get out and do that during the early voting and on voting election day, and that we accomplished that. But a lot of counties didn't, a lot of places didn't, and that's what Diane is bringing up. We need to get that boots-on-the-ground mentality of people willing to get out there and work.
And not just here in Craven,
We got to work together, a network, so that we can get as much information into people's hands even before they get to the polls, you know.
Okay, well, we've beat that horse to death.
Actually, Rick, just before you go to a break, I wanted to say, you know, in another election in Ottawa, Canada, apparently Bill C-45, because of spell check or spell correction, they're about to legalize cannibalism instead of cannabis.
Cannibalism. Oh, Lord. It's a good day for cannibals.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, anyway, the point I was going to make has gone right out of my head now. Folks, what I'm trying to do is emphasize the importance. You know, we've talked a lot about different things here today so far. Getting out, boots on the ground, organizing, working. But you got to start with you. You got to make up your mind that you are going to be part of the change, part of the future. You're not going to sit back and leave it up to somebody else, or you're not going to sit back and let somebody else do all the research and tell you how to vote or where to go or anything else. You need to be actively involved, and that's the main point I'm trying to get across here.
May I inject something?
No, not now.
If they'll just join CCTA, we'll teach them where to find out the information for themselves.
Absolutely, we will. The next thing before I do go to the break is this primary's over with, but we got a runoff coming up.
Right.
Now, you got two candidates. Both have a lot of stuff in common, but they have a lot of stuff that they don't have in common also. And this is a good place for you to start digging. This is a good place for you to do your research. Right. Now, one of those has a legislative record because they're currently a legislator. Mm-hmm. You can check that record by going to the North Carolina General Assembly's website. And up there, you can pull up that record, look at it, and see how they voted. And you may be surprised that they're not as conservative as they might claim to be. The other one, again, that's a doctor in the community that is dearly loved, has one issue that I believe drove her to second place, and that was the anti-abortion issue, which is a great thing.
Yes.
And she may be a great person, but we're talking about representing the whole 3rd District and a lot of different issues. And just as Bob pointed out, here in coastal Carolina, things that are important to us, are we really going to have those taken care of, looked at? Exactly. Any concerns for local fishermen and the issues there? For the military bases that we have, Cherry Point, Lejeune, Seymour Johnson, you know, we're talking thousands of jobs. We're talking the livelihood for families that they depend on. And we need a representative just like Congressman Jones was, that stays on top of those issues and not just the one issue that they ran on.
Exactly. So two things. I think everybody should follow the money. Look at the candidates, follow the money, both into the campaign and out of their pockets, too. Also, talking about running on one core issue, meaning the right to life and being an anti, you know, taking an anti-abortion stand. This is not an issue for the U.S. Congress, okay? This is not one of those big core issues. This issue has to go to the courts first. So that's, you know, what, and there are cases that are coming through the works that may get to the Supreme Court where they re-look at abortion and the extent of abortion. But to run on abortion as if Congress can take care of it, that's ridiculous. So you've got to find out where these two candidates stand on the issues that truly do matter.
Right.
I want to point out that there are more than two candidates. There's four. And they're, you know,
Exactly.
But I agree that right now our big job is to find out where these candidates stand on the issues that are key to
what us. What do you do if you don't like any of them?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because there are four. I was using those two because they both had similar backgrounds.
Yeah. And we assume
I just didn't want anybody to get the wrong idea over the phone. Yeah. You know, over the radio.
Yeah.
And I spent probably a half hour talking to Dr. Joan Perry on Election Day. And I found her very approachable. She's certainly willing to discuss issues and things like that. I don't think we'll have any problem with finding out where these people stand on the issues if we just go in and talk to them and ask them about it.
Well, I'd like to agree with you, but I don't think I can because I've asked people before where they stood on things and they lied to me.
Oh, yeah. We've had that experience. And,
one of them will be in the runoff.
Yeah, right.
But if there's some way that we can get a pledge or some kind of guarantee that I'm telling you this is where I will vote, how I will vote, and I, if you know, follow through. If right. I don't know what that could be.
I do know that some of the political parties are trying to get them to sign pledges that they'll go by their platform.
Yeah.
That'd be a key.
Oh, that would be a big key.
Yeah.
Well, actually, some of them have say that, and by George, their votes don't reflect it.
Well, that's true, too. So what are you going to do?
For example, Carolina Cares is an expansion of Medicare. It is not a free market solution. It is not a conservative solution. And I've been told to my face that it is, and with great anger, because I don't see it that way.
Right. And Governor Cooper is trying to make that his plan now, right? He likes it so much he's trying to capitalize on it.
We need to call a spade a spade.
I know.
Right.
Well, this illustrates why it's so important if they've got a voting record to really study it.
Right. You've heard, and we're all conservatives here, but you've heard two or three disagreements right here in the last couple of minutes.
And, we still love each other, though.
Right. But that's why you have to do your own research. You'll come up with an entirely different opinion, maybe. I don't know. But you won't have anybody to blame but yourself if you do that. I appreciate you your patience with listening to us go through this painful time of
yeah, this has been
introspection.
Yeah. Folks, we've got to change it. You currently have candidates running that want to make things be like they were in the old days. And I agree, but I'm not too sure what old days they're talking about. So that's kind of scary, too. All right, we need to take another break and hear from our sponsors. We'll come back, and I promise we'll change the subject.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, as promised, here's the new topic I want to talk about because it irritates me just as bad as the other one did.
Oh, my goodness.
Teachers demonstrating in Raleigh at the legislature. Oh, my gosh. I think, and this is my personal opinion, this is not a CCTA opinion. It's not endorsed by CCTA. But my opinion is all those teachers that participated in that need to be given an unpaid leave of absence and immediately placed on a list of teachers that can be replaced.
I know but a teacher that was teaching really the Constitution on that day. He stayed in school and started teaching the Constitution.
Right. And the reason I say that is because they're following the money and the lies. The teachers' unions are steering them down the wrong path. Mm-hmm. If you look at the facts, they keep talking about pay raises, need more money. They have had more pay raises here in North Carolina under the last, what, two or three?
Since 2010?
Yeah.
Since Republicans took over, they've had seven pay increases.
Right. There's been a great deal of effort in trying to bring them up where they need to be. But they're not recognizing that. They keep harping on that.
They keep trying to bite the hand that feeds them.
Well, also when the money finally gets to the counties, I think the counties can figure out how to allocate the money and maybe not give it where it was.
Yeah, but
can we say administrators?
You call yourself a teacher, and yet you go out here to this march. You telling me you haven't been able to educate yourself on the facts? The facts are out there. They're public record. How many times certain issues have been voted on and pay raises have come through. Can't you look at your pay stub and tell the difference? I don't know. It's just mind-boggling to me. I guess I won't ever run for school board again now after this.
I hope you do, because I think the local school boards have been the source of misinformation to the teachers in many cases.
Well, there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Diane was up there.
Yeah.
I was up there today, yeah. Sea of Red. And today's also what?
May 1st.
May 1st, but there's a day.
Yeah, May Day.
May Day. Isn't that communist? Isn't that a communist day?
Yeah.
Yes. And?
And it's what I'm yelling now. May Day.
Like the workers'
but
day.
But do you know what they adopted that their symbol for the May Day, for this protest, was the fist, was the closed fist. And that's the
kidding?
No. But they, I didn't see any of it today, but when they were promoting this, we saw the fist, the closed fist. Yeah, it was just appropriate that May Day, and that's when they decided to protest. I wanted to say that, you know, the legislators are not being fooled by this. They had a protest, same thing last year, and nothing really came of it because, you know, they believe they are taking care of teachers very well. You know, education is 58% of North Carolina's budget right. already.
And we have the lottery, all that money going
yeah,
into it.
Yeah. So the legislators were prepared for the teachers. And so I didn't go up there for this this protest. I went up for other reasons, but I was happy to take pictures and see what was going on. So all over the legislative buildings, the legislators put out big billboards showing what they had already done for teachers, including all these pay increases that Republicans are responsible for. And then on all the tables, because they were in there having lunch and sitting down, they put out a series of brochures reminding them that of all the things that the legislature has done since about 2010, okay? So I want to just read a few things that's on this brochure to remind the teachers what has been done and where, what status they have, all right? The average teacher salary is almost $54,000. That's not too shabby.
No.
Okay. The number of consecutive teacher pay increases is 5, consecutive by a Republican General Assembly. The fastest, or the third fastest rising teacher pay in the entire U.S. Average pay raise since 2013 is $8,600. And I'm reading this without my glasses.
Right.
Okay. Average percentage pay increase since 2013 is 19%. Wow. Ranking in average teacher pay in the Southeast, we are number 2. So when you see, oh, and percentage here, percentage pay increase that Governor Cooper has vetoed, 9.5%. So when you hear teachers sobbing and complaining that they have it so bad, maybe they should have looked at this fact sheet first.
Instead of the union propagandas right. that yeah. they study and go by.
So when they went up there to protest, they didn't go there. First of all, the legislators are upset about a couple things. Some counties closed their schools so that the teachers could go up there.
Right.
Pitt County is one of them. Beaufort County, I believe, stayed open. But some of the legislatures said if their counties, if their schools had closed, they would purposely not do anything for teachers. They would be proactive, meaning, you know, if they asked for more money, because you closed schools when they already had lost a lot of time for right. the Florence, we will definitely not give you a pay increase.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's so important, why couldn't they have held this rally after school let out?
Right. They're in a long session. They're going to meet through the summer. Why didn't they go on their time instead of the students' time?
Okay. Well, we got to wrap this up because we're running out of time mm-hmm. here. But what interests me and concerns me here, if I don't know how many other people who give it any thought, but they're harping on the pay and they're harping on the materials, not having enough materials to give to the students, not enough pencils that and paper
money.
And all that stuff.
They want Medicaid expansion.
Yeah.
That was one of their core issues. They're walking around with these shirts, Medicaid expansion. What does that have to do with the education of a student?
Nothing. And you mentioned shirts. There was one on the news. I was watching it just before I came tonight. And there's a teacher out there walking around with a sign that says WTF. Well, that's what I want teaching my kids.
Yeah.
That's what I want teaching. Anyway, the point I wanted to make, they're harping on all these things that they want. How many of them have you heard complaining about the millions of dollars spent on Common Core and trying to implement something that is nothing but indoctrination of the children?
Hear.
You know, tons of money was spent on that, and there wasn't one single complaint. How many supplies could they have bought with that money? How much?
Well, they could have bought a lot of supplies with the money that their so-called union spends on lobbying and,
yes.
and you know, trying to get stuff like Medicaid expansion.
That's a good point. How many contributions have the unions made to the classrooms?
yeah.
That's a good point.
Yep.
That figure's got to be posted out there somewhere.
Dan, did you say it was a 19% increase during that seven or eight year period?
Since 2013.
I want to tell you one thing. My military retirement pay has not increased anything like that during that period of time.
Mine hadn't either. So, all right, folks, that's about all the time we've got for today. I do want to remind you that CCTA meets on the third Tuesday of every month for a public meeting that's free and open to the public downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. We meet at 7 o'clock. Come early. You can have some refreshments and get to know the folks. This month of May, and I believe it's the 21st, is Back the Blue, and we'll be honoring police officers, first responders from surrounding counties, sheriff's department, police departments. You know, we ask the people in charge of those different areas to please submit names of their outstanding performers that went above and beyond the call of duty. And as we did last year, we'll be recognizing them and giving them a certificate and some other little stuff. Hal?
We voted to make a presentation to a Hillsdale College student from North Carolina for $1,500, and we hope to have that completed too.
That's our Hillsdale College Scholarship Fund. And
it's the first ever, and I hope it's the first of many.
All right. Well, as I said, that's all the time we've got for today. We do appreciate you tuning in and listening to the show. Sometimes we get carried away, but sometimes that's a good thing.
Sometimes.
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 Sometimes we should be carried away.
All right. That's enough said. We'll see you again next week right here on 107.1 WTKF.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email Hal at cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact Hal at cctaxpayers.com.